This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. Each Monday morning, WVXU's politics reporter joins me to talk about politics. Today's no exception. Howard Wilkinson is in the studio. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
So you wrote a column on WVXU.org saying the Democratic Party in Cincinnati might have a hard time endorsing candidates for mayor and city council this year. Why do you say that?
Well, just because of the multitude of candidates that they have. They have three candidates running for mayor at this point. John Cranley, Yvette Simpson, Rob Richardson. There's going to be a plethora of Democratic candidates looking for party endorsements on the council side, and that's going to be very difficult.
So do you think that which of these races does the Cincinnati Democratic Committee have to deal with first?
Well, Cincinnati Democratic Committee, which is the body of precinct executives, about 273 people or thereabouts, will have to deal first with mayor because there is a primary election in the mayor's race, which is going to be held on May 2nd. So they're going to have to deal with that first. Actually, the filing deadline for council candidates isn't until August, but I'm sure they're going to endorse a slate of candidates sometime long before that, probably right after the primary or in early June, something like that. But the first thing is the mayor's race, and that's a tough one.
So do you think they'll endorse for mayor?
It's going to be very difficult, I think, because, you know, I think all three of these people have support on the Cincinnati Democratic Committee. It would be very divisive if they do endorse somebody. The Ohio Democratic Party, which does this kind of thing, has already endorsed John Cranley. They endorsed their incumbent big city mayors, and they've done that for three of them, Cranley, Nan Whaley, and Dayton, and the mayor of Toledo. Whether or not the Cincinnati Democratic Committee does that, they may just decide to bow out.
And how about for council?
Council, they certainly will endorse a slate of nine candidates, you know, which is the number of council seats that there are and the number of votes that a voter can cast. You can't cast any more than nine, and it's going to be a long bedsheet ballot of maybe up to 30 candidates running for city council from all the parties.
Howard, thank you so much.
Thank you.